You're listening to SBS News.
Israel and South Korea have reached agreement on a COVID-19 vaccine swap after the Palestinian Authority last month cancelled a deal that would have seen 1 million jabs from Israel's inventory sent to the occupied West Bank. Israel will send 700,000 doses of the Pfizer shot that it has in surplus and that are close to expiring to South Korea. In exchange, South Korea will send the same number of Pfizer jabs that it has on order to Israel later in the year. The commissioner of South Korea's Disease Control and Prevention Agency, Chong Yung-yun, says her country has the ability to roll out the vaccines before their expiry date.
340,000 doses will be supplied to Seoul and Gyeonggi areas where the most cases were recorded. For 2 weeks, people whose jobs require direct contact with other people will be vaccinated starting from July 13th.
Coronavirus deaths in Russia have hit another daily record, with authorities reporting 737 more fatalities. The daily tally of confirmed infections has more than doubled in the past month, soaring from around 9,000 early last month to over 23,000 this week. A new vaccination site that will be capable of vaccinating 6,000 people a day has opened in the capital, Moscow. The facility, in a luxury indoor mall just a few hundred meters from the Kremlin, will be the largest vaccination center in the country. This man among people getting booster shots.
The pandemic won't be over in a year or two. It will only end when everyone gets vaccinated. Otherwise, everyone will have to keep wearing masks and staying cautious.
In Britain, where around 86% of adults have had their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine and 63% their second dose, the government's outlined further details of its plan to roll back restrictions in England. From the middle of next month, people who've been fully vaccinated and children will no longer have to self-isolate when a close contact tests positive for the virus. Masks and social distancing will also no longer be required in schools. Britain's Health Minister, Sajid Javid, says only people who test positive for coronavirus will be required to self-isolate.
This new approach means that we can manage the virus in a way that's proportionate to the pandemic while maintaining the freedoms that are so important to us all.
United States President Joe Biden says 160 million Americans will be fully vaccinated by the end of this week. Amid a fall in vaccination rates and a surge in infections, he's urged more people to get a COVID-19 jab.
As I speak to you, millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected. And because of that, their communities are at risk, their friends are at risk, the people that they care about are at risk. This is an even bigger concern because of the Delta variant.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says there's a widening gap between rich and poor nations in their ability to fight the pandemic.
The countries that are now opening up their societies are those that have largely controlled the supply of life-saving personal protective equipment, tests, oxygen, and especially vaccines. Meanwhile, countries without access to sufficient supplies are facing waves of hospitalizations and death.
The global vaccine sharing program COVAX expects to have 1.9 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines available by the end of the year. It's distributed 95 million doses to over 130 countries so far. Chief scientist at the World Health Organization, Sumia Swaminathan, says it must speed up its vaccine rollout.
We should have been at a much higher level of distribution by now, perhaps between 300 and 400 million doses, but because of the constraints that we can discuss later, we have yet to touch 100 million, but should pick up rapidly from now on.
A COVID-19 outbreak has seen the entire England cricket team sent into isolation just 2 days before the start of the one-day international series against Pakistan. Three players and four staff members have tested positive for the virus. England's been forced to completely replace its 18-man squad and management team. The managing director of England men's cricket, Ashley Giles, says trying to operate while following COVID-19 restrictions in England is a tough balancing act for elite sport.
I think we need more help to try and manage this, and hopefully that's coming. I'm sure that's, you know, post 19th of July, we know the government are doing everything they can to get back to normal as quick as we can. And I think, professional sport could do with some help with that.
With the Olympics now less than 3 weeks away, athletes, officials, delegates and media are steadily arriving in Japan. While overseas spectators have been barred and domestic audiences capped at 10,000 people per venue, Japanese students have been granted special access. Tickets are cheap and COVID-19 countermeasures are in place, but many schools have pulled out or are undecided if they'll attend. Senior Director of Ticketing, Hidenori Suzuki, says getting fans into venues during a still active pandemic is proving difficult.
Initially, we had 1.28 million Olympic and Paralympic tickets booked for schools. Given the current situation, some schools have dropped out because of many challenges coming to the venues. But the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee is still preparing for the arrival of the remaining schools that still wish to come.
Local media was reporting Japan is likely to extend a state of emergency for the Greater Tokyo area by a month, and that some Olympics events, including the opening ceremony, may be held without spectators. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.